Welcome back in studio on Swift 98, the Spur of the SBI Radio Network, and our special vocalist preview this morning, Duke Dance and David Kazer with you today with First Bank of Wyoming offering the mortgage lending portal. Apply for a home loan in minutes from the comfort of your own home. Get started today at GoFirstBank.com. That is GoFirstBank.com. Well, Dave, let's jump right into this thing, shall we?
Let's do. Let's go alphabetical by first name. And that'll start us off with Aitana Alapa. And I got to tell you, Duke, Aitana, the first thing I thought of when I saw Aitana and her family was, wow. I mean, she has such a cool personality. Her whole family, they're just so humble, just a great people. And when we first met her, we had actually completed a day of filming. We had been out for a couple of days filming all the different contestants and their locations, and so she was kind of our final one of this trip. So we were kind of tired, you know, kind of rolling in, kind of our last one, and talk about refreshing walking in there to this family. What a great family.
It really was cool. So this was in Woods Cross, Utah, which is in the North Salt Lake area, right? And Aitana, you would talk to her, and she kind of drops these little hints of some things that she's done, but she's so humble about it that the way that she says things, and you're just like, wow, that's kind of cool. That's kind of cool. And then we do some research after, and we're like, oh my gosh, that is really cool. It's amazing that you did that. And she was talking about how she was touring with her cousin a little bit, or was expected to go on tour with her cousin. Right. And we're like, wow, that's pretty awesome. Anyway, we do some research afterwards, and her cousin is like a big deal.
Dinah Jane from Fifth Harmony is her cousin, and she had done some songwriting for her. Of course, Dinah Jane and that Fifth Harmony group, if you remember, won big back in 2012 with America's Got Talent, or one of those shows. But anyway, ended up going big. Like, you know, Camila Cabello is part of that group, right? So her cousin was along with that, but she just kind of just casually, yeah, you know, we were gonna go on a tour together, but COVID happened, so we didn't, you know. But so super humble. That kind of gives you an idea of her personality.
My favorite part of meeting Aitana, though, was she was in the living room, and she has five siblings, and her parents. I think one sibling was gone when we were there, but we knew that they were kind of around the kitchen corner listening. And so we were just talking to Aitana, and we know that there's this mysterious family somewhere else in the house just listening. So when we're done with the interview, we say, well, bring your family in here, because she talked about how they sing a lot with her family. So we said, bring your family in here. We want to meet them. And I tell you, that family is one of the coolest families we have ever met in our lives. It was a treat for us to be in their home.
It really was. You know, I think her father, I believe, is from Tonga, her mother from Hawaii, and so they kind of got that Polynesian feel to them, you know, as you come in, super warm, super kind, and they said, you know, well, we could put a little song together for you if you want, and we could film that, and we're like, yeah, sure, let's do it, and it blew us away, didn't it?
It really did. So this was a song. We'll play a clip of the Alapa family singing for us while we were there to meet Aitana, and I'll be honest, I wasn't expecting what happened. So Aitana's father actually wrote this song, and it was a cool story. He wrote it in college, and then as they began to have kids, him and his wife, they began to add parts to the vocals for the kids one at a time, and tell this rendition. It was amazing.
So here we go. Here is the Aitana Alapa family singing together.
I'll be singing it.
Friends. So at the end of this clip, you get out. I mean, we're both just like blown away.
What?
Like, this just happened. And you start shouting, "Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?"
I could not believe it. I really couldn't. Yeah. I was blown away. I really was just floored because we just weren't expecting. I mean, I don't really come from a highly skilled musical family.
The dance
right?
family so, busted yeah, that out.
I mean, we would, you know, kind of sing whatever. But and so when they say, our family's going to sing together. Well, I knew it was going to be better than my family. But they could go on tour.
Totally.
They could.
Yeah. I know. We were just like, wow, you know. So we left the Alapa family just high. You know, I mean, we were just walking on clouds because it was such a good feeling in there. And what a great family. And, you know, you'll be able to see more, of course, of Aitana and her family in an introduction video that will be part of the vocalist competition.
So we are thrilled to have Aitana. She was born in Hawaii, but raised in Utah. Her family moved to Utah when she was young. Still goes back to Hawaii on a regular basis when there's no Rona, that kind of thing. So
yeah.
Aitana Alapa, she'll be one of our contestants at the vocalist competition this year. And you are in for a treat with Aitana. She performs a lot, actually. We got to know her. She does musicals. In fact, she's in a couple pretty big musical productions in the Salt Lake Valley, and she's working on as she's getting ready for the competition.
Yeah, the new musical 1820 that's premiering this week down in Provo, actually, about Joseph Smith, kind of a rebuttal, if you will, to the Book of Mormon musical. She is in that as well. So, yeah, so good luck to Aitana on Monday night.
She's one of our eight contestants, and as Dave mentioned, we're going alphabetical order by first name. So that means a local boy, Mr. Austin Graham, is our next contestant we want to feature today. And boy, as we've got to, have known Austin longer than I have, but I remember the first time I saw Austin sing, it was at one of the local Christmas shows here in Star Valley.
Yep.
And I remember he got on stage and sung, and I was like, who is that guy, and why is he not in our competition?
That's right. You're like, who is this guy? I hear him all the time, you know. He's in my church, and so I know him pretty well. And yeah, Austin's got a great voice, an excellent range. And, of course, folks will remember him from last month as he was a part of the Vocalist Wildcard competition. Had to sing against, if you will, his sister Emma. And anyway, he ended up winning that competition last month, which secured him a spot in the competition Monday night.
Austin's a great guy. We can't help it sometimes with Austin, because if you're going to own a yak, and not just one yak, but if you're going to live on a yak ranch, you're going to get made fun of a little bit by Duke and Dave.
That's right. Well, the funny thing was, yesterday we had a scheduled a radio interview with him, and so we're kind of hanging out, and also we get a little text from him. He says, I'm sorry, guys, I'm going to be a little late. I got a sick yak over here, you know. But it's very cool. You know, they own a few yaks, and so his kid's out there helping, raise these yaks, and they eat yak meat.
Well, I didn't know this, but they have a yak that's like a puppy dog. We went out there and met the yaks, and their kids were out there. There was this one of those yaks out of their 30 or 40 herd or whatever it is. They came up and they were playing with the kids and they were rubbing its head.
Yeah.
And, like, their puppy dog is a yak.
Yeah, they're just scratching its ears, you know. So you'll have a chance to see that, of course, Monday night as well with those yaks. But boy, I'll tell you, Austin Graham, what a phenomenal voice. But here's the best part about Austin. As we were talking, you know, he's our age, Duke.
And
here's the funny part. He's one of the oldest ones in this competition.
We were making fun of him. We're like, Austin, how does it feel to be the oldest one? And then, hold on.
Wait a minute.
We're the exact same age.
Shoot. So that kind of backfired a little bit on us there.
But he has a great, great family. Had a chance to meet his kids, and they've definitely gone through the ringer this summer with some things that they've gone through, but held it all together to win the wild card and advance to this competition. And he's good. He's got a strong voice, and I'm excited to hear his song selection. I think is going to be great.
It's so on point.
I'm excited to see Austin compete Monday night.
It's going to be fabulous. Let's take a listen in to Austin Graham. This is from the wild card competition that was held last month, just about a month ago. Here he is, Austin Graham.
Sweet, so enamored, stuck. heard, oh, my voice was broke. Like a poor man stood before the queen, I tripped over my tongue before I spoke. And though I never said it with words, there was love in the silence. Even now, after all of these years, you're the light in my darkness.
Little taste of Austin Graham from his Wild Card performance just a month ago.
What a great voice. So we're excited to hear Austin Graham Monday night as the Wild Card winner in this year's The Vocalist, presented by Fall River Propane.
It's our Vocalist preview show on the SVI Radio Network. We will go to break here in just a second and bring on Shelby Thatcher, but first we need to talk about Caitlin Walker. She's not currently living in Star Valley, but considered one of our three local contestants. She's a graduate from just a few years ago of Star Valley High School, moved out to Laramie to go to school and pursue music in education, and met her husband out there and started a family.
Yeah, Caitlin Walker, to me, a little dear to my heart, because she was actually one of our camera intern operators when she was in high school, I think for a few games at least, and I kind of joked with her when she came into the studio to do a couple of interviews. I was like, hey, you remember this place? You know, I remember this. And, and she's like, yeah, I remember. Bad memories. No, she is fabulous. Caitlin, what a sweet personality and demeanor Caitlin Walker has. Truly just when you meet her, you just can't help but be like, you know what? That's a good girl right there.
You know, and very unique voice. When the auditions were coming in, she was one that stood out because her voice is just a little unique. And that's one of the reasons she got in. Obviously, she can sing and she's really good, but she's unique. It's interesting when you talk about Caitlin's story, because her story is the kid that she just had 4 weeks ago. And she was hesitant to compete or to audition for The Vocalist because she knew that she was going to be due with her second child just weeks before the event. And actually, congratulations to Caitlin and her husband, the healthy baby girl, to add to their family by C-section just a few weeks. So she underwent major surgery and now is going to step on stage and compete.
You couldn't get me to go on that stage and compete for probably any amount of money, and she's doing it on top of having a C-section just a few weeks ago.
It's amazing.
So, you know, she's totally, that's the kind of person that that she is and what she's going to bring to the table, the competition. I do have a clip here, Duke, of Caitlin singing. Let's take a listen into Caitlin Walker that's going to be competing at The Vocalist on Monday night.
So excuse me for getting, but these things I do, see, I've forgotten if they're green or blue. Anyway, the thing is, what I really mean, yours are the sweetest eyes I've ever seen. And you can tell everybody this is your song. It might be quite simple, but now that it's gone, I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down the words. How wonderful life is when you're in the world.
Wow.
Caitlin Walker, pure, man.
There she is, just hanging out in her kitchen. You know, you can hear the fan go in the background. And,
just nailed it.
Just, you know, knocking out of the park. So, if you think this competition is just going to be a bunch of, you know, sewn together hometown folks, no. I ask you highly to reconsider that thought, because just listening to those three voices right there, we've got ourselves a competition.
Funny story about Caitlin Walker. She, we found this out when we went to her home to meet her and her husband. Her and her husband actually grew up just down the street from one another and didn't know each other until they moved to Laramie. Hadn't met.
Yeah,
they
no
grew up
idea.
In the same town, same neighborhood, didn't meet each other until they went to the University of Wyoming and fell in love and got married.
Isn't that hilarious? Yeah, she said that her parents were like, well, I guess we'll go meet our neighbors, you know, and find out who family you're marrying. You know?
Caitlin Walker, just one of the amazing eight contestants coming to the vocalist competition this Monday night. Stay tuned. We'll preview our remaining five contestants, Daniel Lechner, Eric Dalton, Heather Hathaway, Keishiana Peterson, and Kelton Kersley, and also talk with Shelby Thatcher in just a few moments as well, one of our longtime vocalist judges, and give you the chance to win some vocalist and carnival tickets. It's all part of our vocalist preview with First Bank of Wyoming.
Our community is at the center of everything we do.
Welcome back into the studio of the SVI Radio Network for our special vocalist preview presented by First Bank of Wyoming, where free really does mean free. Totally free personal and business checking. Stop by your local First Bank branch location or visit gofirstbank.com. Duke Dance and David Kazare live in studio with you this morning for our vocalist preview. And now joining us live over the phone this morning is one of our vocalist judges. She's the veteran. This will be her fifth year, I believe, judging the vocalist competition. Former Miss Wyoming out of Kemmer, it's Shelby Thatcher. Shelby, good morning. How are you today?
Oh, good morning, Duke. Good morning, Dave. I'm awesome. This is so fun. It's getting so close. I'm getting excited.
We're almost there, Shelby. We're almost there. Monday is the big day. Shelby, you know, you've been our judge ever since we started this way back in 2016. What was your first thought when we approached you and said, hey, will you come help be a judge for this competition?
Well, I mean, you just think, oh, it's your little county fair, you know, it's just going to be cute and quaint. And it was. And it was fun, but I never imagined 5 years later how big and awesome this would be. So this has gone beyond my dreams for sure.
Well, we'll agree with everything you just said, Shelby. We had no idea either when we started this thing. So as it's progressed, though, you've been able to participate in kind of the selection process, if you will. You and a large panel are actually go through the auditions and help us select our contestants. And every year it just seems to get a little more difficult. What was going through your mind as you went through auditions this year and had to pick your favorites?
Yeah. I honestly felt terrible because there were so many good ones. It's like, how do you cut one and keep the other when they seem so, you know, all on the same level? So I just encourage people to keep trying out because it's tough who gets in. It's always by just the slightest margin, just the littlest thing that deciphers who goes and who doesn't.
It really is. It's so tight every time, both at the competition and beforehand, as you help select the contestants. Shelby, I wanted to ask you a question as far as, you know, there's going to be three advancers that go from the top three votes to the next round of the contestants. But then also the fourth pick comes from the judges, the highest rated contestant that you guys pick. For you, what is it that you look for, and what would make you give a high rating to a contestant?
Well, there's a lot of things. I think, you know, a lot of the people that are voting, they know these people, and so they know them on a personal level, and of course they love them because they know who they are. For me, I don't know them. I know I just see what they bring to the table as far as vocally and artistically. And so I look for someone who connects with their audience through their music. You can really feel. You can feel what they're singing and feels comfortable up there. Like they are really trying to send a message, not just get up and karaoke a song. And, you know, there has to be a certain aspect of performance up there. You have to do more than just sing. You have to get your audience into it and make them feel and believe what you're singing. So that's what I look for, on top of, you know, actually being able to hit the notes and know what you're doing vocally.
Longtime vocalist judge Shelby Thatcher joining us this morning on our special vocalist preview on SVI Radio. Shelby, there's another wrinkle to this year's competition, and that's one David Archuleta. And how you feeling about being at a judge's table with him?
Speechless. I mean, I've been listening to his songs nonstop, well, since he was 18, of course, since American Idol. But I'm so pumped. I cannot wait. He's such a genuine person. I love him so much, and I can't wait for him to, you know, come and tell these aspiring artists what they can do to be better. And just to sit next to him is just, Oh my gosh, a dream come true.
Dave, so, I got a little back door information here about Shelby and David Archuleta. So we'd kind of talked a little bit about how cool would it be to get someone like David Archuleta. I knew that Shelby was a big fan, and we kind of mentioned that here and there. Anyway, when the contract was signed, all I did was I text Shelby and I said, "Can you keep a secret?" And I just said, and I just sent her a picture of David Archuleta. And the reaction, Shelby, the reaction was perfect. I loved it.
Oh gosh, that was the hardest kept secret I've ever kept, but I did it, and I'm so excited. I hope he doesn't remember me when I met him the first time. He came to a signing. He was doing a signing down in Midvale years and years ago, and my husband literally had to pull me away, and I was like bawling. And here I am at 4-1. So I'm going to try to not do that this time.
Is your husband going to have to pull you away again?
Probably.
Yeah, try not to creep out our vocalist judge here, please.
Yeah, maybe.
All right. Well, Shelby, thank you so much for taking a few moments. We can't wait to have you on the stage again this Monday night. And, hey, it's going to be one heck of a show. Looking forward to it.
Same. Thanks for having me. See you soon.
That again from Kemmer, Wyoming, Shelby Thatcher, one of our vocalist judges here on the SVI Radio Network, and have loved working with Shelby and the energy she brings. She knows what it's like. She talks about it's not just getting on stage and karaoke singing. You've got to perform, and there's definitely that aspect to it, and Shelby gets that as doing the pageants and things that she's done during her time. And so it's good to have her. We love having Shelby.
It truly is. And that's the biggest reason I think we've kept her as a judge all these years, is she's got a great personality, but also she does see that. She sees those who can compete, and she has experience in that area as well, as she's done a number of major competitions.
It's our first Bank of Wyoming special vocalist preview. Let's continue on this morning. We've already introduced you to Aitana Alapa, Austin Graham, and Caitlin Walker, going alphabetical by first name. That means Mr. Daniel Lechner is up next, and he is through and through a Star Valley boy, one of our locals.
Yes, and also comes from a very musical family. Anybody who is in the Star Valley area, they all know the Lechner family. They're like, yeah, we know the Lechner family. Those kids can sing and play and do everything. I mean, they're amazing. And Daniel Lechner is certainly no different. He's got a great voice, and I would definitely liken him to someone like Josh Groban, far as a national figure. He is amazing. His voice is on point.
Well, Daniel's a perfect example of how important song choice is, because he's auditioned for this competition the last couple of years, and he's always been in the conversation. He's always been close, but wasn't able to quite get in and make it into that final cut. And as auditions are going, it's kind of fun, Dave, because when the audition period's open, every once in a while an audition will come in. And if you hear it first or I hear it first, we'll text each other. I'm like, hey, man, did you hear that one? Well, Daniel was one of those this year. As soon as I heard Daniel, I was like, David, have you heard Daniel's audition? Because his song choice, his audition was perfect. It was on point. And as soon as I heard it, I was like, he's getting in this year.
Yeah, it certainly resonated with us. And you know, Daniel's a cool guy, too. He served in the U.S. Navy for a number of years. And in fact, when we went over to interview him, I kind of cracked up a little bit, because as we were interviewing him about his experience in the Navy, he mentioned that he worked on nuclear submarines, that he did some mechanic work there or for some of his responsibilities. And I just started laughing, because you just made the comment, Duke. As soon as he said that, you're like, we got to talk after this. And I was like, what are you guys going to talk about?
It was about the Kemmer nuclear thing. What it was.
But it kind of cracked me up. But Daniel, smart guy, obviously, to be able to work on those kind of machines and in the Navy. Of course, has since left his service and now runs a mail delivery business here in Western Wyoming.
You're kind of jealous of him too. I know you're jealous of his, because you've always liked the idea of being a mailman.
Yeah, I have actually.
And because you get it, it's because of what they drive.
That's exactly right. Well, here's the deal. It's so cool. They get to drive like a UK driver, right? But I'd be a little
on
nervous.
On the opposite side of the car.
Yeah, but that's always been my biggest thing. Like, wouldn't that be kind of cool to have one of those cars that you get to drive on the passenger side, right? I mean, come on. Let's be real.
Well, maybe if you're nice to Daniel, he'll let you go around the block.
You think he will?
In his mail car.
We should have let him win the Friday, Feeling Friday this morning. Then maybe he would have let me do it. But Daniel's got a great voice. I've got a clip here of Daniel Lechner singing. Let's take in a listen.
Look at light forever from a fender. Look into the storm and feel the rain. You wanna run away, and you
Josh Groban. Mm-hmm. Josh Groban mm-hmm. there, huh?
Right there. Dude, I double dogged. I'll triple dog dare you.
Oh, wow.
To do that right now. Let's go.
No, I'm not following Daniel Lechner. Are you kidding me?
Isn't that amazing, though? Man, I mean, and here's the thing. When my mom, Mama Beth, when she says this kid's good, she's right on.
She knows.
And all through high school, this kid was in musicals and things, and she, Mama Beth, loved Daniel Lechner. So I'm just saying, he's got a good running with Mama Beth.
He's so good in the high school musicals, and yeah. He actually performs a little, like you mentioned, with his family. Of course, his sister, Melissa Lechner Dickey, was our first winner in 2016.
That's right. Yeah.
So he's hoping to keep the family tradition alive and pull this off. And Daniel, man, we're excited you got in this year. We are stoked to have you, buddy.
That's right. Listen to him Monday night at The Vocalist, presented by Fall River Propane.
Still to come, we'll give you a chance to win some tickets to The Vocalist this upcoming Monday night. But first, let's continue on with our next contestant to introduce to you this morning. And that is Eric Dalton from Utah. And Eric's 27.
I think it's
sorry, Eric. I gave you a couple years. But we don't know what to expect when we go out and meet these contestants, especially the ones that live outside of Star Valley. And it was fun to meet Eric. Eric's a cool cat.
I would hang out with Eric any day of the night or any day of the week. I mean, this guy is amazing. So first of all, you know, he's from Bountiful, Utah. And so you kind of get in your mind, okay, Utah, right? And there's this rival between Wyoming and Utah. And you think, okay, is he really going to be a cool guy or not? And man, this guy is so chill, so great. And really, I mean, I would go play pickleball with this guy anytime.
He did. He showed us the rackets and he had a cool dog. He was out. He tells us about how he goes to the park and plays frisbee with his dog. And he went out and showed us that. And yeah, Eric's a stud. We are stoked to have someone like Eric in the competition. And he's a great musician as well. Here's the crazy thing about Eric. Most of our contestants have been singing their whole lives.
Right. Yep.
And it's just something they do, and it's in their family, and it's who they are. Eric didn't know he could sing until he was almost out of high school, and it kind of happened by accident.
Yeah, he had to take an art class, you know, to fulfill that art credit in high school. And so he said, well, I'll just take this guitar class. And so he was kind of learning how to do some things. And then he said he had to go sing in front of his teacher, and you know, while everybody else was kind of doing their own thing. And all of a sudden, everybody got quiet, and they started listening into him while he was singing. And he was like, what's going on here? And then that's when the teacher was like, you've got a good voice. You've got to further that. And so he's like, well, maybe I will. And look at him now. He's actually, Duke, he has released a number of singles online on Apple Music. So if you search for Eric Dalton, he'll actually come up with a few songs on Apple Music and Spotify. But, boy, he has got a great sound. Very chill. Very one of those kind of songs that you could listen, or that kind of style that you can listen to anytime.
Yeah, Gavin James, Jack Johnson kind of ish. Mm-hmm. And it's here's the crazy thing about Eric for not being a lifelong musician. You can tell people that just have the skill and have the talent. So when we were talking to Eric, he performed a couple of his originals for us and just saying, and you brought up Gavin James and his newest song, Boxes. And you're like, you could do this song. You should cover Boxes. And lo and behold, we leave the house and within the hour, we get a text with him singing that song. And it was kind of his own style, his own twist. And we're like, really? You just bumped that out in a few minutes?
Just like that? Yeah, it was actually, we had gone to the next interview, which was Aitana Alapa, actually. It was right in the middle. My phone buzzed. And I look, and there's a text message from Eric Dalton. He says, hey, I got this done. You want to listen to it? And here's the thing. You never heard the song before. And it is phenomenal.
Yeah.
It's actually my favorite version of Gavin James's Boxes, right? So that's the kind of guy that Eric Dalton is and the kind of talent he brings to the table.
Let's take a listen of Eric, shall we?
Let's do.
Oh, yeah, songs with just like prayer. Like gospel hymns that you call in the air. Come down, sweet reverence. Unto my simple house and me and being. Ring like silver, ring like gold. Ring out those ghosts on your high
wall. Wow.
Man.
Yeah, right? Boy, what a guy. Eric Dalton. I'll tell you what, I have a man crush on Eric Dalton. He is very good. He is very good at what he does.
And he almost lost his voice, actually. He had a kind of a scary procedure after a tumor was found in his neck. He didn't know if he was ever going to be able to sing again. And so actually, just recently is when he really felt comfortable and 100% back to his voice and back to singing. So kind of a great story with Eric Dalton. And he is single, ladies. We don't know how, but he is. So when he comes up to perform, you know, don't hesitate to hold up the big poster that says, Eric, can I have your number?
Because right.
he's available. At least he was when we went and met.
Yeah, that's
unless
right.
something's happened
something's
between
changed,
now and then.
But I believe it's. Yeah, and Eric Dalton, though, I'm excited to see him and the other seven contestants at the Vocalist presented by Fall River Propane on Monday night.
It's our special Vocalist preview on SVI Radio presented by First Bank of Wyoming. A break here. We'll introduce you to the three remaining contestants, including Heather Hathaway, Keishiana Peterson, and Kelton Kersley next on the SVI Radio Network.
Our community is at the center of everything we do, and we'd like to give you our thanks. This is Sherry with First Bank of Wyoming, Division of Glacier Bank, member FDIC. Join us this Friday, August 6th, to celebrate our community. Visit us for lunch between 11:30 and 2:30. While you enjoy your food, open a totally free checking account and receive a gift. And a celebration wouldn't be complete without prizes, so be sure to enter to win a custom cornhole set or a yummy s'mores basket. For full details and to enter, just stop by this Friday. And from all of us at First Bank of Wyoming, to all of you, thank you.
It's our special Vocalist preview show on Swift 98 and the Spur. Duke Dance, David Kazare with you this morning. Our preview presented by First Bank of Wyoming. Today is the big day at your local First Bank branch location. Stop by for free food and or treats and prizes. 11:30 to 2:30 today at your First Bank in Alpine, Afton, Kemmer, Mountain View, or online at gofirstbank.com. David, it's been a great time introducing listeners to our contestants for this Monday night's competition. Three more contestants to introduce, but we're also going to, you and I, take a walk down memory lane here in a few moments and talk about what's happened with this crazy competition over the last couple of years.
It's been a wild ride. I, you know, when we started the thing, we didn't think it'd maybe get as big as it has. I mean, so quickly, we had dreams and things, but boy, it's really taken off.
Better than we could have ever hoped for. And we'll also give you a chance to win some tickets to the Monday night show and see these eight contestants compete along with David Archuleta on stage. The B-side is opening for this thing. We have all of our previous winners putting together a performance. I had a chance to get a little taste of what that may sound like on Monday night with the previous winners. Melissa, Case, EJ, Josh, Kiana will have her first performance since winning last year. It's going to be awesome.
It really is.
I'm like, I can't even. That's one of my favorite parts of the whole show is the previous winners performing. I love it, and I'm stoked for it.
It's so much fun. Well, and that's the thing. As we've been marketing this, you know, to get ticket sales and things to different parts of the region in the Intermountain West, that's been the biggest pitch is this is just going to be amazing. It's not just a competition. It's an overall full-blown concert. I mean, you listen to these contestants by themselves. Each one of them could put on their own concert, right? But then on top of that, you've got David Archuleta coming. You've got these past vocalists. It's just going to be out of this world.
Yeah, absolutely. And by the way, the B-side, they're going to have a special guest appearance from a local rocker.
Yes.
And I'm pretty excited to get this person on stage,
too. It's going to be good. So, yeah, I'm excited about that as well.
Great show coming up. Let's continue on. Three more contestants to introduce to you. Returning from the 2019 show, she finished third in 2019, and that is Heather Hathaway.
Boy, Heather, you know, if there is somebody that you're like, that person is really good and amazing, how are they so nice? You know, they could be super cocky and just a jerk. Heather Hathaway, she has every right to be those things, but she's not. She's the nicest person ever. And Heather Hathaway from Shelley, Idaho.
Mm-hmm. Soon as Heather was the same way, it was funny because talking to her, I didn't know this was what happened, but after we went over and talked to her again and Shelley, she told us about her audition this year. And if you remember, it came in pretty quick. It's like auditions are open and then there's Heather's audition. And she was ready for it and she wanted to audition ever since she watched the show last year, and she had a baby, her and her husband Jason, so she wasn't in the show last year, which, you know, if you're Caitlin, doesn't matter, but for some people it does. And anyway, she was just telling us about how she just had to audition and she was kind of ready, and boom, there it was. And here she is.
Yeah. So, you know, she talked to us a little bit, Duke, about that, about having a baby during COVID. And you know, what an interesting struggle that is. Because for you and I, you know, we had kids before that. But listening to her experience going through COVID and having a baby, that would be tough to have, you know, family have to look through the window at the baby and things like that. Things I, you know, hadn't really quite thought too much about.
Absolutely. And that was some of the things that she shares in her introduction video that you'll see Monday night. Heather Hathaway, though, she deserves to be here. Her voice is incredible. Take a listen to Heather Hathaway from Shelly, Idaho.
This is a man's world. This is a man's world.
Heather Hathaway,
you know,
right there.
What Heather is so good at is when she gets on those vocal runs and just starts going up and down, and her voice, she's really good at the growl, you know, and she's just, oh man, Heather's got it.
Well,
she just has it.
Yeah, Shelby was talking about feeling it, right? When you're on stage, feeling, knowing when that artist is making that connection. There's no doubt when you hear Heather sing that she's got that. She's got that connection. Mm-hmm. So phenomenal, phenomenal voice, phenomenal person. Could be a jerk, but she's not. She even offered us drinks.
She did.
When we got there.
Not only they were ready. They were cold. They were on the table.
A nice selection.
There was muffins, too. Weren't there muffins?
I think there were muffins.
There were muffins. She gave us muffins.
That's right.
If you want to get on Duke and Dave's good side, you give us muffins.
That's right. That's exactly right. But no, Heather Hathaway, amazing, amazing. And we're excited to hear from her on Monday night.
Heather Hathaway, as part of the vocalist competition. Also, another returning contestant is Keishiana Peterson. And Keishiana, she was in last year's competition and just has one of those voices that you go, wow.
Yeah.
Her range is not normal. It's unnatural what she does with her range and her voice and the things that she can make happen.
I think you put that very well. It is truly out of this world. Keishiana has this ability to, when you listen to her, you're just drawn in. You're like, whoa, this is legit. This is really good. But also her personality is much the same way. I mean, you talk to this girl and you're just drawn in automatically. She's so warm, so friendly, and just you have a good time with Keishiana.
Never a dull moment.
Nope.
Never a dull moment with Keish. And we are stoked to have her back. Take a listen to Keishiana Peterson, one of our contestants for the vocalist.
There are times in my life when I knew that I was falling, falling, falling. I used to sit by the phone 'cause I thought you'd be calling, calling, calling now. But times have changed and now life's rearranged and now you're not the same guy that I knew. What did you do? No longer wanna prove.
That, by the way, is an original from Keish. What did you do that dropped today?
Yep, that's it. And as we mentioned, she makes original songs. That one right there just coming out today. She's got a really cool studio that
she
made in her garage, actually.
Yeah.
It's in a back garage. Her husband is super good with putting stuff together. Made her a cool desk for her all of her recording equipment out of a piano.
Yeah.
I don't even know how you would begin doing that.
It's got all the LED lights, and it's pretty legit. It's pretty awesome. And Keish has her own business teaching vocal lessons, and she works a lot with the youth, and she just loves that. And she's a special person, that Keishiana Peterson. She really is.
She is, and her fans also follow her. I was kind of laughing a little bit thinking about last year, how she was in the competition. She did not make it to the second round. It was super close, Duke. I do remember that. It was very, very close. But I remember after the competition, you know, most people are like, oh, I was really disappointed that my contestant didn't get in. No, the Keishiana followers, they came after me, and they're like, why didn't she get in? It wasn't me. I had nothing to do with it. But it kind of goes along with Keishiana. She just got this great personality, and I think her fans follow after that as well.
Keishiana Peterson, one of our contestants this upcoming Monday night. That gets us through seven contestants. One more left. And from Victor, Idaho, that is Kelton Kersley, our final contestant to introduce today.
That's right. Kelton Kersley, of course, grew up on a tree farm up in Victor, Idaho. And I'll tell you what, Duke, I wish I could have grown up on a tree farm after meeting Kelton. That is a cool life. And he's such a chill guy that I'm like, you know what? I bet a lot of it came from planting trees and watching them grow.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure that's exactly why. Yeah. great family, though. We had a chance to meet Kelton and his mom and Kersley Nursery. You may recognize that name and theme, but they're kind of headquartered in Victor, Idaho, and saw his brothers out wandering around tending to the farm, and they do a lot there. And Kelton's a super chill guy, as you said. Newlywed, actually, is Kelton, just recently married not too long ago, and he hopes to head off to medical school. But he's one of those guys that has been really singing for quite a long time. He's performed at BYU, I believe. He was in an a cappella group. Even him and his wife put together a special arrangement, a special song for that a cappella group. So very musically, very talented.
Yeah, you know, the cool thing about Kelton and his wife is we asked them during our interview segment when we were kind of filming footage for the introduction that takes place on Monday night before the contestants come on stage. We said, well, let's just film you guys, you know, maybe, you know, being together, singing a little bit at the piano or something. So they go down, they sit down, and his wife, you know, starts playing, and he starts playing, and I'm like, wow, this is really good.
It's actually not bad.
And they're like, oh, this is terrible. And we're like, what are you talking about? This is so good, you know?
I loved it, though, because his wife kept making fun of Kelton.
Yeah.
And they kept jabbing him and like, are you going to do this right or not?
Come on, buddy. Yeah, it was pretty good. That was fun to watch. But Kelton, I'll tell you what, he has got such a good voice. Here's a clip of Kelton singing, and just pay attention to the way he delivers his song.
Okay, it's alright with me. Some things are just meant to be. It never comes easily. When it does, I'm already gone. I'm practically never still. More likely to move until I end up alone at will. My life continues inching along. Burn it, it comes, I get lost on her time. She's much too sweet, and she's always gonna be. And when I return to her arms and her eyes, I might not be the same, but it's alright with me.
Kelton Kersley, Victor, Idaho.
Man.
That's alright with me, man. That's good stuff.
There's a lot of stuff going on there, you know, that you know is happening.
Mm-hmm.
But for somebody who's not musically trained like myself, you're just like, wow, that's really amazing. I'm sure it is so intricate, the things that he's doing there, trying to, you know, make you feel that song. What a great delivery.
Kelton Kersley, another one of our eight contestants for The Vocalist this upcoming Monday night. And David, that's all of our eight contestants. So we encourage our listeners to go to thevocalistusa.com. You can read more on their bios, get to know them a little bit before the show Monday night.
That's right. Yep, and on that page as well, those full radio interviews that we had with each of the contestants, you can go back and listen to them and get more of their perspective and where they're coming from. But boy, what a competition this is going to be, Duke. If you didn't want to go to the show before, you better go after hearing those clips, because what a great group of contestants we have this year.
Absolutely. It's all part of our first Bank of Wyoming Vocalist preview break here. When we come back, we'll give you a chance to win some Vocalist tickets on the SVI Radio Network.
Our community is at the center of everything we do, and we'd like to give you our thanks. This is Sherry with First Bank of Wyoming, Division of Glacier Bank, member FDIC. Join us this Friday, August 6th, to celebrate our community. Visit us for lunch between 11:30 and 2:30. While you enjoy your food, open a totally free checking account and receive a gift. And a celebration wouldn't be complete without prizes, so be sure to enter to win a custom cornhole set or a yummy s'mores basket. For full details and to enter, just stop by this Friday. And from all of us at First Bank of Wyoming, to all of you, thank you.
Putting the wraps on our special Vocalist preview on a Friday morning, Swift 98 and the Spur. The Vocalist up and coming this Monday night. Tickets available now at thevocalistusa.com. David, we need to mention Arena seating is extremely limited right now. If you're hoping to get up close to the stage, get those tickets in advance today, because I don't think they're going to be available Monday night at the gates.
No, we've had a lot of sales go up. Of course, David Archuleta is going to be there. That's a big driver. But you heard these eight contestants, amazing voices. We've got the previous vocalist winners. We've got the B-side going to be there as well. So overall, just a great concert and great competition. Go to thevocalistusa.com now to get your tickets before they're gone.
That being said, there will be plenty of grandstand seating at the gate. So don't be discouraged to go because you think it's sold. It's not sold out. Just the arena seating's getting close, but there's plenty of seats available in the grandstands. So, in fact, not just for the vocalists, but all Lincoln County Fair events are looking that way as well. Speaking of tickets, should we give away some?
Let's do. I think we need to.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. We have two tickets to the vocalist to give away, plus we have two carnival tickets to give away to the Lincoln County Fair next week. Carnival opens up on Tuesday, runs through the week. So what we're going to do is the first person to text us the correct answer to a trivia question, vocalist trivia question, will win the ticket. Tickets, okay,
like
let's
that.
Do the carnival tickets first.
Okay,
all right. Here's the question. First person to text in the right answer wins. 203-4637. 203-4637. Before it was called the vocalist, what was this competition called?
And careful, because
yeah. don't want to get you in trouble now. Hopefully, somebody's lawyers aren't listening.
That's right. Because if you remember, the reason we had to change the name is because of maybe a certain lawsuit.
Absolutely. We have an answer. Swift Idol, of course, was what it was called before the vocalist.
Right.
And American Idol didn't really like that. So here we are. But I like the vocalist now.
Yeah.
So,
you know, it's worked.
Person that wins the carnival tickets, 8686. You were the first person to text in the correct answer, 8686. If you texted in Swift Idol, you just won those tickets. Our next question is going to be a little bit trickier, Dave. And again, the first person to text in the correct answer will win two tickets to the vocalist Monday night. Case Tippett's won the vocalist in 2017. He was our second winner of this series. What song did he sing in the second round to win the competition?
Yeah.
What song did he sing?
So you'll have to go back a little bit in your memory. Maybe go think about that for a minute. Case Tippett's. We do play that song actually quite a bit here on our stations.
Yep, we do. So if you think you know, 203-4637. We had someone say God's Country. That was Josh Jardine.
Yep.
Who sang that song. So Case Tippett's in 2017. What song did he sing to win the show? Here it is. Glorious by David Archuleta.
That's none it. Other. That's the one.
Yep. 3478. If you texted in Glorious and your phone number is 3478, you just won two tickets to the vocalist this upcoming Monday night. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for listening. Dave, we have a few minutes here. Before we start talking about some of our favorite memories, we need to give some props to Jamie Hale. She's kind of our secret sauce behind the scenes, and she works with our contestants, make sure everybody's ready to go. And oh man, we could not do this without Jamie Hale. It would not be done.
No way. Yeah, we brought Jamie Hale on, and we're so grateful we did. She has just this innate gift to be able to connect with our contestants, to be able to help them, you know, bring out the best they can, give them suggestions, tips. She works with them to make sure that, you know, they're ready for the show, that they feel confident and comfortable. But she does such a great job, and she's so good to work with.
Jamie, we appreciate you. Thanks so much for all you've done. Dave, when you look back over this, this is our sixth year doing The Vocalist. What's some of your favorite memories? What do you love most?
Well, you know, it's kind of funny because I think we have a problem, Duke, and that is that we always want to make things bigger and better, and you know, and it gets to be an addiction after a while. But with this, you know, we've grown from just this little this little podunk thing. I think we gave away $500.
$500 is what Melissa won. Yeah, now she's like, what?
What are you guys doing? Yeah, and she earned that $500, though. She did a great job because she also had to walk around the hole. We've talked about this before, I think, many times, but there on the trailer that we had that we set up on Main Street for our very first Swift Idol competition that we had before the vocalist, there was a hole because you borrowed it from your dad. It was your dad's trailer.
Yeah.
So you had a hole in the front of the trailer, so we put a little carpet over it, said, hey, avoid this area.
Don't step on the carpet or you'll end up on the pavement below. And no one did.
Yeah.
No one did. I was so worried, though.
Yeah, we were.
I was so episode where when I look back at that first year, one of my favorite things is we had Dal helping us with the audio yeah. and we were setting up behind the stage. We didn't have a clue what we were doing. It was such a mad scramble from start to finish. The power went off on us at one point because we just had one plug running the whole thing plugged into one of the local businesses and they were closing their business and like, what is this? And just pulled it out and everything went down.
Yeah,
that first year was something else. That first year. I think for me, though, it was the next year when we moved to the Lincoln County Fair and we were under the Big Top. And it was a crunch to get ready.
It was tough.
And I was never going to do this show again after that second year. I was done.
Yeah, I remember that very well because we had a malfunction with one of our cameras because you were trying to get it to spot and then the cord ripped out. It literally, the SDI cable that we had pulled out the entire thing, so it was gone.
Ruined the camera. It was our wide shot. Happened right in front of my parents, so they were laughing at me. Happened in front of the audio guy, and I tripped on the cable and ripped it out of the camera. And we were already late, and I just said, David, I am not ever doing this again.
We're never doing this again.
Well, here we are, sixth year now.
So. Yep, that's right, sixth year, and the biggest yet with David Archuleta, and $10,000 to be given away to one of eight amazing contestants Monday night at the Lincoln County Fair.
Who will it be? Your vote determines the winner. Aitana Alapa, Austin Graham, Caitlin Walker, Daniel Lechner, Eric Dalton, Heather Hathaway, Keishiana Peterson, and Kelton Kersley. Get to know the contestants beforehand at thevocalistusa.com. Get those tickets now and enjoy a fantastic show. I cannot wait for it to happen. Looking forward to it. Dave, thanks so much for joining me this morning here on the air. And we better get ready for this thing now, huh?
We better get ready. And, of course, don't forget about your suit.
Oh, yes.
Don't forget about your suit.
I spoke with my, quote, tailor earlier this week, and it's getting pressed now. So,
oh, okay.
It is a little more did you see the post, by the way, from the Lincoln County Fair?
Yeah,
thanks for that, guys. It's going to be a quite different from what I've worn in the past. So
yeah, it's going to break some cameras, I think. So be careful. Be careful.
Yeah, break some eyeballs, too. I have to do that because my face is so distracting from its ugliness that I have to do something else so people are looking elsewhere. Hey, First Bank of Wyoming, join them today for their big day in Alpine, Afton, Mountain View, or Kemmer. They'll have some free food and treats, prizes, 11:30 to 2:30 today.